dining with Dills. You're dining with Dills. Dining with Dills. You're gonna get your delicious fill. Yeah, dining with Dills. It's all good.
It's all good. It's Peter Dills. Yes, we call the show Dining with Dills. Angels Radio, AM 830, KLAA. We have a fantastic show today. Jim Walker from the Bungalow Corona Del Mar. He's going to be in here. Well, he's actually here. He'll be here in about 10 minutes talking about his fantastic restaurant that I discovered. And I'll tell that story, how I discovered the Bungalow. For those of you who are listening in Orange County, you're going to say, oh, I know the Bungalow. But I didn't know the Bungalow. And now I do, and I'll share my, well, not my review, my what happened when I was at the Bungalow. It's a great, great story. It's fun. It's always fun here on Dining with Dills. We're going to be here till 5:30 today because there's a Ducks hockey game happening at 5:30. So they let us start a little early. And then we end a little bit earlier today. But I liked getting here early today because there was no traffic. I've been here on AM 830 KLAA for, what, 3 or 4 years now? And this is the fastest that I've gotten here. What did we get here in about 40 minutes, Paul?
Yep,
40 minutes. And you said, don't take the diamond lane. And we didn't. And we got here, as they say, lickety split. The good news is we're here. The bad news is that the Angels lost just by one. But no big deal. It's just preseason, exhibition, spring training. The Angels are going to be fine. They're going to be great. Dining with Dills is brought to you by Tattinger Champagne. Love that stuff. Sapporo Beer. But not all at the same time. And of course, Smart and Final near you. Hey, I want to give a shout out to everybody that I've met in the last 24 hours. I've been at two different pavilions in the San Gabriel Valley. Yesterday, I was in Monrovia handing out, demoing, I guess that's the word for handing out samples, of our new sponsor, You Gotta Be Nuts. 7 different products at pavilions. Go in your produce department and find You Gotta Be Nuts. They're on sale today. And for the rest of the month, for $3.99, if it wasn't for You Gotta Be Nuts and my wonderful sponsors, there'd be no Dining with Dills. And what would you do without Dining with Dills? I guess you could go on Facebook and just look at all the pictures that I post for free. So at 5 o'clock, as I mentioned, Jim Walker from the Bungalow is going to be on. And we will be on Facebook Live at 5, and you'll be able to see what I look like and what Jim looks like, and the 67 people that are in the studio with us right now. Please don't call the fire department. I know there's a lot of people in this little tiny room, but we are going to be eating steak tartare live on the air. When's the last time you've had steak tartare? And what is a steak tartare for all of you that don't know what it is? Slow down, Peter. You have not given out the phone number yet. That is important because we have a $50 gift card to the Bungalow restaurant in Corona Del Mar. And once I tell you about the restaurant and Jim and I talk about the restaurant, you are going to want to go to the Bungalow restaurant. So it's Dining with Dills. It's AM 830 KLAA. Our phone number is 714-2830-830. No more Mr. Nice Guy. Like I said, we have a trivia question. However, I've got a tough... I've got a gift card to give away to the Bungalow, but we have a very tough question to give. I will give you a hint right now. It has something to do with our presidents. Now, keep in mind, I went to public school in Pasadena. How many presidents have we had? Anybody in the... Just go out and just... Have we had 47? What's 47? Anybody know?
Yeah.
47. 47. Okay, then I'm not as, you know... I'm good. Can you put on his mic? Get him hot because Leroy...
Yeah, get me hot.
Get you hot. Leroy's here. Leroy's going to be on with his brother Steve in about 25 minutes, half an hour. And Leroy's a part of the show, and he talks about wine, and he can talk. Trust me. Leroy, what are you going to talk about on your segment
Thank
today?
You, Peter. Hi, everybody. Leroy Wine Guy Guilford, and we're going to debut with Peter today in a little segment we're
calling before 6 because I come on before 6 every time we do this thing. And my brother just hooked up a gig with a grocery outlet. And believe it or not, we're going to talk about some incredible wine buys that people can find anywhere here in Southern California.
So, anywhere.
So it's, well, wherever their locations okay. are, you know. Right. So, and that's a good thing to know. Good wine for not much money.
And did you know the signal strength of this radio station? We go all the
way. 50,000 watts.
We go all the way up to Santa Barbara because, you know, I do a guest show up in Santa Barbara on Thursday. And I get AM 830 all the way almost up to Coast Village Highway
in Montecito. California coastline. That That's was an old Manfred Mann song, by the way. So up to California.
Now, are you going to talk about wine or old bands?
I do both because I love music. Everybody knows that.
Hey, do you do you know a band called Dishwalla?
Yes.
I've got tickets to give away.
In the middle 90s, I remember my sons really loved that album. They had a song, Counting Headlights on the Highway or something like that. It was one of the lyrics in the song. I got
some tickets to give away on that as well. But Leroy, we look forward to talking to you and your brother just in about 25 minutes. 30 minutes.
Have fun.
Excited?
Yeah, we're going to clink some glasses.
All right, let's do it. 714-2830, 714-2830-830. So I live in Pasadena. I know that we're in Anaheim right now, live, unlike some shows that say they're in Los Angeles. We're actually in Anaheim. We're in the heart of Orange County. Of course we are, because we're at Angel Stadium. I live in Pasadena. It's no secret. I've mentioned that umpteen times. And just in my little area, friends, studio friends, and people that are listening on AM 830 in your cars, 4 restaurants have gone out of business or one of them's getting ready to go out of business. And 2 of these names you've probably heard of. Well, number 1, Avanti Cafe, one of my favorite restaurants, and my dad put them on TV some 20 years ago. They still have their bar and grill in Pasadena, but they are leaving. The Soup Plantation is leaving Pasadena. No one's crying in the studio. Okay. No. and Big Daddy's, a hamburger place. Get this, friends. Big Daddy's guess where they're located? They are located right next to an In-N-Out Burger. I'm not talking about across the street from an In-N-Out Burger. Big Daddy's is a hamburger restaurant that opened right next to In-N-Out. I never understood that. No one ever understood that, but okay. And I guess there's too many Taco Bells in Pasadena because one's going out of business or has shut their doors already. We're going to be talking to Jim Walker a little bit later. We're not going to play any violins for restaurants. There's a lot of restaurants. It's a tough business, Jim. It is. Jim shaking his head with his pretty shirt on right now. Everybody else in the room has Panama Jack and t-shirts over there. Coming up in April, this is another reason why you should check my website, peterdills.com, every once in a while, or our Facebook page, is because I'm going to be hosting the Taste of San Marino, which I believe is a Tuesday night, which I believe is April 12th, I think. And then Duarte is having their Taste of Duarte, and we will be out there as well. There's a lot of tastes. I did the Taste of Laguna. I've done a lot of these tastes. We were talking during the break. There's a taste of this, a taste of that, and it's all good. If you expect to succeed as a restaurant in a city, sometimes you gotta take one for the team, I guess, and participate in these types of events. So I'm really excited about being a part of the Taste of San Marino and the Taste of Duarte. We do have 2 minutes left before we go to break. I do have a phone call, but I have a question for everybody. This is a kind of question that you're not going to answer. You're just going to think about it and go, huh. If you go into a restaurant and you order a beer or even a glass of wine or a glass of champagne and they bring you a chipped glass, what do you think the outcome could be of that? Should they comp your whole meal? Should they just ask you to bring you another glass, or what should they do? Do you have a thought? 714-2830-830. That happened to one of my sponsors of the show last night, Robin's Wood Fire Barbecue in Pasadena. He doesn't know I'm going to talk about this, but it happens. They have their beer glasses in the refrigeration. They pulled it out. It's foggy. It's icy. They didn't see that it was chipped. And the guy that got the chipped glass wanted to talk to the manager. And the bartender says, well, he's kind of busy right now. Let me let me get you a glass, and I have the authority to be able to comp you that 25-ounce beer. He goes, no, that's not good enough. I want the whole meal comped. What do you think about that? I have an opinion on that. No way, Jose. No, you got your free beer. 25 ounces of good beer, not Sapporo or Paul's favorite Budweiser in a bottle. Any of your we'll talk about it later. So anyway, I just thought, yeah. All right, let's talk to Dave. How is Dave calling? I don't even have the trivia question yet. Hey, Dave, I haven't even given out the trivia question yet, my friend.
What's up?
Are you?
No, you got to treat the restaurant like it was your parents.
Yeah.
Ask them for twice as much as what you actually want.
You know what? That's the art of the deal. Anytime that I'm doing something, and you're right, and yeah, that makes sense. Imagine you building a skyscraper. You really only want 30 stories, but you ask them for 50, so that they negotiate it down to 30. Dave, that's right. You're right.
Yeah. That's it, in a big way, especially with restaurants, okay, because a complimentary meal is, it's a button they have that says promo.
Yeah, but they got to get permission from the manager, and if the manager's busy, he doesn't want to be bothered with somebody that wants a, you know, that is ungrateful for a free beer.
Yeah, I know, especially when it's busy, but that's a good reason to ask for twice as much.
I agree.
What's the trivia question for the 45th president?
It's actually, it's not the 45th, it's the 47th, but you can hold on the line. I'll get you to that trivia question when we come back from the break. It's Peter Dills, it's Dining with Dills, AM 830 KLAA.
Ducks Radio, AM 830 KLAA.
Hey everybody, it's Peter Dills for Sapporo Beer. It's the number one selling Asian beer in the United States. It's contemporary, it's stylish, it's food friendly, and it's legendary. Sapporo stands out from the crowd. Since its creation in 1876, Sapporo has been crafted using only the finest ingredients. Sapporo maintains its rich brewing tradition and historical taste profile, which were first modeled after the Bavarian purity law. I love it. When it's warm outside, there's nothing better than a cold Sapporo.
How about a store that has farmers market freshness, thousands of club sizes, plus everyday groceries and party supplies, where prices are up to 25% lower than supermarkets? That's Smart and Final. Guaranteed high-quality foods, organics, local products, and really cool stuff you can't find anywhere else. It's not a supermarket. It's Smart and Final.
Now through March 28th, 24-pack cans of Coke, Diet Coke, or Sprite are $6.99 each plus CRV when you buy two. Limit two total at Smart and Final Warehouse and Market.
These are the sounds Lumbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club.
Mm, look at this ribeye. You see that ribeye?
Fantastic. Incredible.
This is delicious.
Sausage and lentil soup. Special today. Very, very good.
Look at this garlic bread. Best garlic bread I ever had.
And here's Vic Perino, owner and operator of Columbo's.
A lot of the Italian recipes are my uncle's own recipes. We have a lot of people coming back for his hand-rolled lasagna. We make it basically from scratch. I think ours is exceptional.
Here's Vic on what makes Columbo's different than any other Italian restaurant.
The other thing that sets us apart from other Italian restaurants is that we're an Italian steakhouse. We specialize in our steaks.
Plus, there's more.
We have entertainment 7 nights a week. So they're coming for a lot of reasons to value. Their value per dollar that they're getting, plus coming into a neighborhood-friendly place. So, you know, sometimes we're actually accused of being the melting pot of Eagle Rock.
Columbo's in Eagle Rock on Colorado Boulevard, 323-254-9138. Mangia.
It's Peter Dills, and if you like great Mai Tais and a wide range of Hawaiian-inspired food, then I need to tell you about one of my favorite restaurants. It's the Canoe House on Fair Oaks in South Pasadena. Great happy hour and some of the best Mai Tais that I've ever had. The Canoe House is fun. It's exotic. The food ranges from burgers and onion rings to ahi salad with weekly cold beer specials and that Mai Tai that I was telling you about. You can get it at happy hour each and every Monday. Every night is something different. The Canoe House in South Pasadena is a great place for any night of the week and is only a short drive from wherever you're listening to our show.
Angels Radio, AM 830.
Station ID, AM 830, KLAA, Orange County, Los Angeles. It's Peter Dills. It's Dining with Dills. It's 5 o'clock for those of you who just tuned in thinking the show has just started. Well, got a little surprise for you. The game ended. The Angel game ended a little bit. So we're here a little early, but we're only going until 5:30 because I think we've got Ducks hockey coming up. 714-280-830. Hey, and by the way, that whole thing about the chipped glass, that would fall under the category of...
And now it's time for... One Man's Opinion.
Yeah, if you go to a restaurant and you're thinking that you are going to get something over on the restaurant or the manager or the owner by complaining, I know a lot of times that those who complain the loudest get the most. But, you know, I find, and I really do find, when I go into a restaurant and I throw a little kindness, because I'm notorious for making the restaurant open fresh bottles of wine, and I have never been told not no, because I'm always nice about it. And if you shake your fist to the sky and you make a big deal, first, that's a red flag. They're going to be thinking, does this person do this often? Anyway, as they say...
was One Man's Opinion.
Boom! That was One Man's Opinion. It's Peter Dills, AM 830 KLAA. Jim Walker from the Bungalow Restaurant is here. Jim, welcome to Dining with Dills. You're on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
It's fun, isn't it? We're having a good time.
Yeah, it's been fun so far.
A little bit of the what's happening for the first 15 minutes. We do have a trivia question in about 5-6 minutes. I've got a $50 gift card to the Bungalow in Corona Del Mar. And yes, it is. But first, Jim, can I tell the story of how I found the Bungalow?
Absolutely.
Okay. So I go around to these different pavilions in Central Coast, Newport Coast, Bayside, and Laguna. In the produce department, I have, well, my nuts, which are under the You Gotta Be Nuts. And oh, by the way, Jim, each guest on Dining with Dills gets a free bag of nuts.
Oh,
there you go.
Thank you.
Handing them to
Perfect.
You. So go ahead and, so we should be getting on Facebook right now if anybody wants to watch our magic that we do on Facebook. Give us a couple minutes there. Okay, Jim Walker, the owner of the Bungalow, the Corona. I found it because I was at the Pelican Coast having a glass of champagne, and my friend said, "Have you been to the Bungalow?" And I have not been to the Bungalow. He goes, "Let's go to the Bungalow. You're absolutely going to love it." And I did love it. And the funny thing is, the segue is that I think that I am, or you are, or everybody out there is pretty much a creature of habit. And that is, and I would say that I am no exception to that rule. So I have been to the Bungalow twice in the last month, and both times I ordered the bone-in filet.
Correct.
Yes. Did you know that?
Or
I told you. I told you. I know. That's a setup. You're not supposed to. People aren't. They're so. Really?
Good choice.
And it was. And I probably will go back this Thursday night. And you know what I'll probably get?
The bone-in filet.
And they've sat me the same place two times in a row that I've been there.
Well, we put your name on the table.
Like at the Tam O'Shanter in Toluca Lake when, not Roy Disney, Walt Disney's name is on there, so maybe we can have it Peter Dill's table 42. But that's not even relevant to what we're talking about today. Anyway, we're talking to Jim Walker. He is the owner of the Bungalow. He's got a couple other restaurants that we'll talk about maybe if we have time a little bit later. But one of the questions I had is, it's a bungalow. Describe a little bit, because not everybody knows what a bungalow is, or we have a, like we were talking about where I live in Pasadena, we have a whole area of bungalows, but it is really a bungalow.
Well, I think there's confusion sometimes between bungalows. You know, there's kind of a beachy bungalow or Hawaiian bungalow, and ours is, as you well know from Pasadena, a Craftsman-style bungalow.
So there you go.
It's, you know, it's... just very cozy, very warm, lots of Craftsman-style wood, light fixtures, everything that's kind of stylish of the era of the bungalows. And I think when people come in, they recognize you know, just that style and are comfortable with it. So it's been good. It's worked out well for us.
Well, I mentioned to you and mentioned to everybody that's listening today to, and by the way, we're talking to Jim Walker from the Bungalow in Corona del Mar, is that I have ordered steak twice in the last month, both times the filet bone in. But would you consider yourself, or would you consider the Bungalow a steakhouse?
Well, I think that it's become a reputation that we've earned because we have great steaks, and I think that our customers have kind of driven the reputation of the Bungalow as being a steakhouse, but we certainly offer a lot more than steaks. You know, we have great seafood. We have Australian lobster, which is, I think we do probably the best job in Orange County on our lobster. Seafood, salads, you know, the whole gamut. But our steaks are probably our leading seller.
What do you think the secret to a great steak is? And I have my opinion, but
I think where the cattle was grown, for example, we try and get nothing but Nebraska beef if we can, Midwestern. The age, we don't do a dry age, we do a wet age, but aging of the steak is important. And we actually buy our steaks pre-portioned because the lifespan of the steak and the quality of the steak actually is better than if you cut the steak yourself. As soon as you cut into that steak, you're going to lose oxidation.
It shrinks. I know. It shrinks.
Yeah. Well, it not only shrinks, but it bleeds.
Yeah.
And so by keeping them packaged as we do, they're sealed until the day we open them. And so I think that keeps the freshness and the flavors of the steak much better than pre-cutting a steak.
Well, my answer was consistency, and I think you and I agree on that, consistency, because when I go to different restaurants, and there's a lot of steak, let's be honest here, there's a lot of steak restaurants in Orange County in L.A., a ton of them, but what makes one better than the other? Sometimes, and I'm not going to, I wouldn't even know who to accuse of this, but they probably are pricing, meaning that three different meat guys come in and they just take whatever steak is the least expensive for the week. But I think that as a person that goes out a lot, even with a business traveler, that they're going to know and they would say, hey, Joe, this wasn't the same steak that I had last week. Little did they know, yeah, these guys are probably pricing the steak so that it will become inconsistent. But that's just one man's opinion. So moving on to my next question is, me living in Pasadena, coming down to your restaurant for twice in the last month, what's the percentage of people that are actually in the Corona del Mar area to people that are outside visitors?
I think the percentage is probably 65% is local, 35% is from out of the area. We've always been and have always maintained to be more of a local restaurant. Word has spread. You know, we actually, like in your case, get people from Pasadena and people from, you know, all over, coming up from Laguna and San Diego. But predominantly, I've really worked hard with the local people. And I think the difference of the Bungalow is that it's not a corporate style restaurant. It has owner presence and the staff has taken ownership. The Bungalow has been there for 20 years. Much of my staff have been there for 18 years. And so there's a lot to be said for the consistency in that.
What's your favorite dish?
You know, I struggle between, I happen to like the salmon. I think we do a great job on our salmon. And from a steak standpoint, I think our New York steak is probably the best steak that we put out.
When I come down Thursday night,
I think you should try the New York.
Try the New
York. Just give me your opinion.
Biggest challenge.
One man's opinion.
One man's opinion. Yeah. Biggest challenge of owning a restaurant. I found you have four, but just talking about the Bungalow. Biggest challenge, competition, daily deliveries, friends calling the last minute. Hey, Jim, can you get us in?
Well, friends calling the last minute is just part of being the owner. But I think, as I said before, I think the competition is really our ability to execute correctly 100% as best we can every day. And that's a challenge. When, you know, some of the things that came in, as you mentioned, from our suppliers trying to monitor the quality of our food to make sure that it's consistent, making sure that the staff puts it out consistently. So I think the challenge really is being consistent every day and paying attention to the details.
Then I've got to give you two questions here now.
Okay.
Two-parter. Describe the perfect night at the Bungalow and describe what I'm about ready to eat right now.
Well, the perfect night is when everybody orders what you're having.
That's not what you said during the break. But we'll talk about that some other time.
The perfect night of the bungalow would be, you know, to have a busy night and have everything go well and have a lot of people leave with a good impression and feel satisfied with their visit to the bungalow. And hopefully they're going to have the steak tartare, which you're currently indulging in. And that's actually a new item for us, but it's become very popular. It's kind of having a resurgence within the food community. So we decided to put on a menu just recently, and it's gone over very well. How do you feel about it?
I feel great. There's a little bit of kick to it, and it's fantastic. And probably I would definitely order this when I go in the next time. Tell me about research and development. Where did you get this from? What inspired you for this dish?
Well, you know, we look outside our own four walls, and you know, fortunately, I have a great chef. He does a great job.
What's his name?
Alfonso Pina. He's been with me actually. He started out as a pantry cook and has worked his way up through the ranks. But the thing I appreciate about him is we also bring in other chefs, and we. You know, really kind of pick their brains. We use them as consultants because we recognize and realize that there's a lot going on beyond the doors of the bungalow. And to try and stay trendy, to try and stay current with food trends and with the recipes, we look to the outside sometimes. And that's exactly how the steak tartare came about. We met with some chefs, picked their brains, got some ideas. It's kind of trial and error. You know, we bring food in, we try it, we perfect it until we're satisfied that it's appropriate for our guest.
Don't touch that dial. It's Peter Dills, Dining with Dills, AM 830 KLAA. Our phone number is 714-2830-830. We've got two more minutes with Jim Walker. Then when we come back from the break, we will talk to Leroy and Steve Guilford about wine. We're ready for a trivia question. Our trivia question for today, 714-2830-830. Call us right now. Trivia question is, what president gets the credit for bringing over the waffle from Belgium? Which president, U.S. president, gets credit for bringing over the waffle from Europe to the United States? And no, it's not Donald Trump. Peter Dills, AM 830 KLAA. When we come back, we'll wrap it up with Jim, and then we'll talk about wine.
Angels Radio, AM 830.
You know, some combinations were just meant to go together. Burger and fries, washer and dryer, online dating. At State Farm, there's another combination that goes great together, home and auto, as in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, which I like, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is T.G. Metzger. He's here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save. Call him right now. T.G. Metzger, 626-445-1500.
How about a store that has farmers market freshness, thousands of club sizes, plus everyday groceries and party supplies, where prices are up to 25% lower than supermarkets? That's Smart and Final. Guaranteed high quality foods, organics, local products, and really cool stuff you can't find anywhere else. It's not a supermarket, it's Smart and Final.
Now through March 28th, big 32-pack half-liter bottles of Arrowhead Spring Water or 10-pack slim cans of Perrier are 2 for $8 plus CRV at Smart and Final.
Hi, fans. This is George O.
And I'm Chappie.
We want to invite you to listen to our new horse racing and sports show, The Morning Line Sports Show with Chappie and George O.
We'll be concentrating on our passion, horse racing.
But we'll also touch on other sports like baseball, basketball, and especially football. We're going to have great guests like jockeys, trainers, handicappers, and other people from the horse racing industry. Our show will air every Saturday at 7 a.m. It's The Morning Line Sports Show
with me, Chappie.
And me, George O. Don't miss it, 7 a.m. right here on AM 830 KLA.
Hey, baseball fans, it's Peter Dills. Pyrology specializes in making your own pizza your way with a variety of sauces, cheeses, and crusts and dozens of toppings. Pizza is an art at Pyrology. Enjoy unlimited toppings, friendly staff, and for those days when you need fewer choices, a selection of appetizing specialty pizzas you can choose from. Made right in front of you, ready in minutes, Pyrology is quick, affordable, and most of all, delicious. Located in Carlsbad, San Diego, Escondido, and on Bellflower Boulevard in Long Beach, Pyrology is pizza.
Ducks Radio AM 830 KLAA.
It's Peter Dills. It's Dining with Dills, AM 830 KLAA. Dining with Dills next week, 4th and Olive in the house. Not sure if we have an Angel game here in the studio or in on the premise, but they'll figure it out. So we're going to wrap things up with Jim. Jim, you bring me food and I kick you out. I mean, what kind of host am I? I'm a radio host, you know? So let's tell me, wrap it up. How do we find out more information about the bungalow, hours, the best night to go in, website, all that good stuff?
Well, we're open for lunch and dinner. We've got a great lunch menu as well. And we open at 11 o'clock for lunch, and we stay open, and we close about 11 o'clock at night unless the bar continues to be busy.
That's right, because
we're located actually at the corner of MacArthur and Pacific Coast Highway in Corona Del Mar. Our address is 2441 East Coast Highway. Our phone number is 949-673-6585. You can find us on the web at thebungalowrestaurant.com. You can make reservations through OpenTable, so mm-hmm. we're pretty accessible.
All right, Jim Walker, thank you for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for giving me those gift cards, because we're going to give one away right now. In fairness, Dave's been holding for 15 minutes, even though there's five other people, so we should go to Dave first. Dave, are you still there? Dave, are you still there?
Yep.
I'm a fair guy. You're the first one in, even though I hadn't given out the trivia question yet. So who do you think was the president that brought over the waffle?
John F. Kennedy.
No, it wasn't John F. Kennedy. You waited that long. Do you like Dishwalla or Pink Floyd or anything?
Pink. What did you say?
Pink Floyd. Yeah, I got some tickets to a copy band called In the Pink.
That would be great.
Okay. Dave, we're going to take your information, and I'll send you four tickets to see the Pink Floyd copy band. And then we've got, we'll go to Manny in Huntington Beach. Manny, welcome to Dining with Dills.
How you doing?
I am doing fantastic.
I'm just guessing Truman.
Truman, no. The buck stops here, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, not Truman. Rudy in Lake Elsinore. Rudy, what do you think the answer is?
Hey, Peter, it's Rudy. How you doing today?
Rudy, I am doing fantastic.
I'm going to say Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan loved jelly beans, but no.
Hey, I have a question.
I have an answer.
Okay. I want to give you my opinion on that one about the glass bean chip. I would say turn it back in.
One more time, Rudy.
About the one that you asked about with the glass, if you're at the bar and you got a chip. Glass,
mm-hmm.
I would turn it in or get the manager.
Okay. Why do you need to talk to the manager? Can't the bartender just say, I'm sorry, let me get you a glass of wine on the house, or let me make it up to you? Do you feel, and that's fine because it's why we have talk radio here, do you feel that you should get your meal comped?
Yeah, I've done it before.
All right, Rudy. All right. Rudy from Lake Elsinore wants his meal comp. To respect that, Rudy. Hey, thanks for calling the show. We've got a couple more minutes. Call in right now, 714-283-0830. Let us know who the president was that was responsible for bringing the waffles over to the United States. And we've got Bonnie. Bonnie, are you here? Bonnie from Whittier. You might be our last call because Leroy's here ready to talk about wine with Steve. Okay, Bonnie, what's happening?
Hey, how are you?
Bonnie, have you won something? Is this Bonnie?
I have.
Okay, Bonnie, then I can't let you.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right.
I feel bummed, Bonnie, because I love you. You know that.
So, I love you, too.
All right, that's Bonnie. You know, Bonnie knows the rules that we have to allow other people to win. And I see that there is another line blinking. We have time for one more call. Come on, somebody. No, we don't have time for another call because Leroy and Steve are here, and they're ready to start talking about wine. Now, guys, did you bring enough wine for everybody? Because
we do.
Jim likes wine.
Oh, perfect.
And Jim would like to have some wine.
We got lots of wine here.
Okay, so why don't we get your mics out? Your mic's not hot. Steve's ready.
I need some headphones.
You need some headphones. All right. We'll find you some headphones. It's Peter Dills. It's Dining with Dills, AM 830 KLAA. The answer, no, I'm not going to give out the answer because we'll stick around 5 minutes after our 5:30 ending. And if you can call in and guess the name of the president that was responsible. I took credit for bringing the waffles over to the United States. I'll give you the $50 gift card to the bungalow in Corona Del Mar, where you might just run into me. You never know, because I'm there sometimes. Okay, so you guys ready? Are we having a Chinese fire drill over here in the corner here?
There we go.
All right, you guys.
I had no headset here.
So anyway, Leroy Guilford and his brother Steve are here, and they've got all this kind of wine, and they want to have a little conversation about wine.
Well, you know what? And this is the debut. That's
yes.
Right, folks. We're calling it Before 6. Now, it's definitely Before 6 at 5:22 in the afternoon. But in our regular time slot, we'll be catching you guys a little bit before 6. And now, why would a guy pick a name like Before 6 for a wine segment with Dining with Dills? Okay. Well, I'm going to be here to bring you all the fun of the wine world here in Southern California every week, a little bit before 6, but I have to tell you a story that goes with it, because to somewhere it's so obvious that every week before 6 on the clock, it's also connected to the theme music I've chosen, and in the future we'll be playing this little theme intro. It's a piece called Before 6 by the iconic blues, jazz, and rock guitarist Harvey Mandel, and it's connected to my beginnings in radio. Literally just down the street here, a few blocks away from AM 830, where we are at Anaheim in Angel Stadium. Way back in 1968, when Harvey Mandel's Cristo Redentor album and Before 6 were big hits on local FM radio, I used to go hang out as a high schooler in 10th grade at then KTBT Underground 94. Yeah, I'd ride my bike down there from Western and Ball Road in Anaheim to Tel Audio Studios at Brickers and Chapman Avenues. And they even had the studio had the antenna in the parking lot. And I would pull records for the DJs if I went and bought them coffee and Winchell's Donuts in the mall. So now, full circle, 2016, Harvey Mandel records another album, picks up right where he left off 48 years ago, and re-records Before 6. And I went, that's it. There's the theme for our segment. And bringing that full circle to this particular point in time, I'm going to debut with Peter, talk about wine. And so I thought, how about a little nepotism? Yes, my brother Steven, he's the guy that
never
years ago.
I know things about nepotism.
Well, it's a number of years ago. He's the guy that kind of got me seriously interested in wine. And what I learned just recently, that he's becoming a wine manager for grocery outlet operations here in Southern California. I thought, oh my gosh. Good wine for inexpensive prices. This sounds like a done deal for wine lovers like myself. So, Steve, take the story.
Thank you, Leroy. It's going to be great being here with you and Peter today. Starting with sweeter dinner wines, then slowly moving toward the enjoyment of complex, well-made wines, it's a process. And I went through that over the last 30 or 40 years. And I found that people can't jump from the younger, easy-drinking wines right to the big, complex reds without going through some simpler tastings before that. So I began a quest and started seeking out the wine values I could find, mostly in the $5 to $14 range, to share with friends. I had some successes and some failures. Then a few months ago, I wandered into the new grocery outlet store over on 7th Street in Long Beach and found some crazy prices for some intriguing wine labels. I met with the husband and wife owners to discuss growing their wine sales, and a week ago I became the beer and wine manager there. I brought a few samples of several different price point wines for you to taste and see what all the excitement is about, and I think you'll be pleasantly surprised.
So what do we got here? I brought along, okay, we're going to start with two whites, okay? And the neat thing about this is this, I call it a classic turn and burn, okay? There are a lot of discount sales operations in the grocery end of things, and some of them do the job well and some not so well. I spent 40 years in the retail grocery industry, and this morning I actually went into the Hammett Grocery Outlet, and they run a very classy operation. Went over into the wine corner and went, oh my gosh, look at all these wines for these incredible prices. I would love to try. So we actually picked up right here. This is a Torontis, okay? And it is a grape that's huge down in Chile and Argentina. And Peter, if you get a chance, take a little sip there. This is something that, to me, right away, okay? Now, this bottle of wine,
I'm having steak tartare while I'm drinking
wine. I know, this is. anyways, it's listed as a $10 bottle of wine. They sell it for $3.99, okay? Now, I don't know about you guys. As soon as I sip it, there's like tangerine, Okay, right on the front of the palate, it's very citrusy and very huge and popular.
The citrus is the first word everybody that comes back after buying it uses when they pick up their next bottle of the wine.
I like this. Yum. Now, if you get thirsty during the summertime, you know, when it gets hot and you want a nice cool glass of white, $3.99 for a Torontos, that would be like $10 balls. Okay. All right. Moving down the line here real quick. Because me and music, everybody knows that.
Peter's got the Gaultier's Zinfandel. Did you get a chance to taste that? You gave that to the other fellow.
Here we go.
But we're going to, I just have to do this real quick because this is fun. I love music. So there's this wine label here called For a Song Chardonnay. And, it was another $3.99.
Mm. So, Leroy, we're wrapping it up. We've got 1 minute left. What are we going to be talking about the next few weeks, few months?
Well, here's my goal. In and around Southern California, there's so much fun wine stuff, okay, that is constantly going on, especially leading people to fun stuff to find on the shelves or at events, and that'll be the thing that we're going to. So. Yeah, Steve, what'd you have?
Yeah, I just wanted to say anybody that wants to get more information can go to groceryoutlet.com, find the store nearest you, sign up for the ads or the special deals. And if you can make it to my store at 1340 East 7th Street in Long Beach, send me an email at winecoupon@gmail.com, and I'll send you a coupon for a free delicious dark chocolate bar you can eat while tasting your wines. And they're tasting away at a couple of other reds here that are priced at $7.99 for a $45 bottle of Zin and $6.99 for a $20 bottle of a red blend from Livermore. And they're all getting smiles on their faces now. What do you think of that one on that red?
This is a Castile Marin, okay? And this one is a half-half Tempranillo Grenache blend and yum.
Steve and Leroy, you did it. Our first show, we're out of time, but we'll give you a couple more seconds next week. Guys, excellent. We'll be back next week at 5 o'clock, and you will be right before your 6 o'clock
like we're
supposed to be. So just signing off from Angel Stadium for Leroy and for Steve and Paul, it's Peter Dills, AM 830 KLAA.
Get your delicious fill, yeah.